I turned into 40th Street to get onto 6th Avenue to make my way back uptown. After covering 9 blocks, I had come to a stop next to a car at the intersection of 50th Street, the Rockefeller Center to my right, waiting for the lights to turn green. I had the feeling of being watched and turned my head. That's when I saw the girl. A few seconds either way, and I might have missed her. She was a pretty girl. Didn't really need the makeup and bright red lipstick she wore. She didn't look like she had touched 18 yet. Her face was tense, but it wasn't saying much. Then I looked into her eyes. Faces often lie, but eyes don't. Folks say they are the windows to the soul. I sensed a silent plea for help in her eyes. I knew right away she was in trouble. The three men inside the car were looking ahead, stern expressions on their faces. The girl broke eye contact for a second to check on the men. Then she looked at me again and stealthily raised her hand a little over the window level just above the door frame. It looked like she was trying to wave. The girl held up her hand, palm facing me, then placed her thumb across her palm before folding all four fingers over the thumb. She slowly undid the move, unfolding her fingers to show me her palm, then took her thumb and fingers through the same motion a few more times. Something clicked at the back of my mind, and then it hit me. The girl was giving me a silent distress signal.